What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday the 24th of June. I tell you what, how hot am I? And I don't just mean looking, I mean how hot is it today? It is scorchio, it's beautiful out there. This is the day that we dream of in England. This is the day that we dream of. And when it comes, everyone starts fucking moaning about how hot it is. So you can't please everybody, but for me, I love it. It's absolutely gorgeous. Although I'm starting to get that chafing bloody thing going on because I've walked miles today. I've had to do some walking around. And when you're sweating and that, you get that fucking kitchen, what they call it, chef's ass. I haven't got a chef's ass, but I mean, when your legs are rubbing together and it just starts getting sore and stuff. I mean, there is a thing called chef's ass. Ask, if you don't know what I'm talking about, ask any chef, he'll fucking know what it's about. When they get home and they're all like moaning and they've got a talcum powder their backside because of the hot kitchen and they're having to run around it. So I just got like a version of that just on my legs, but yeah, it's been boiling, but it's been lovely. But I'd rather have just lay down in the sun like a lot of people were doing. All the people on furlough, they were loving it. They were just lapping it up, lying in the park. Even people who were meant to be working. Because if you're working from home, I'll tell you what, nobody's working today. Well, if they're working, they're not working in the house. There's no way everybody's sitting in the house all day working when they're seeing all that beautiful sunshine outside. No. They blew up a blow-up doll. Put that, if anybody's looking, you know, like Zoom or Zoom meetings or whatever, they've done like Alcatraz, Escape from Alcatraz, Clint Eastwood, when he puts like a model of himself, puts a paper mache head there and just like make it a cutout, a cardboard cutout of your face, stick that on, and then you sneak out the door, off to the beach or the park or wherever else. To the pub, well, not to the pub because there ain't no pub, but a lot of people are sitting in the pub gardens, people have got their head screwed on, they're buying beer from the supermarket and going and sitting in the pub garden anyway. So lots of people doing that and making the most of it, because all you in other countries who get hot weather all the time, today is like, it's almost like it's like Jesus coming, visiting. It's like that day that everybody's been waiting for ages, and all of a sudden when it comes, you make the most of it, because the next day it pissed down and rain. Saying that, we're meant to have some good weather for a few days, so fingers crossed. You'll slowly see my tan grow and grow. I mean, I know I'm starting to look, I've got a nice colour coming on just now. I'm no longer the pale, see-through, worm-like creature that I was about 3 months ago. Speaking of worm-like creatures, did you know that if all the worms in the world were to die tomorrow, then civilization would be gone in about 12 to 18 months' time? Don't quote me on that, but that's a fact that I've been, I was watching an interesting situation about, an interesting interview with a Hindu guy, I think he is. I think he's Hindu anyway, or might be Sikh, but he's a guy in India who's like, what would you say? He's like a, anyway, what's the word? He's a philosopher kind of thing, but Indian philosophy. But anyway, he's talking about humans, about why humans think that we are the be-all and end-all on Earth. Because ants, talking about an ant, are we any different? All creations were created equally, basically. An ant was created equal to what a human was created for a human, an ant was created for an ant. Nobody's bigger or better or more than anybody else or anything else. And he's saying if worms were to disappear, everything would go. If all the insects were to die, life would end. But if humans were to die, then everything would go on. In fact, everything would flourish and become 10 times better than it is, because we oppress all the other animals and insects and everything else on Earth. So we're the only ones that, if we were to disappear, there'd be no fucking problem and everything would fucking crack on and be like the biggest party in the animal kingdom. So there's us thinking we're the bollocks and we're the you know, the best thing on the planet, the best thing in the universe. and we're not. So there you go, a bit of philosophy there for you. That's just to bring us down a peg or two. We think we're something. I mean, I know I'm something, but a lot of people think they're something and they're not. So for those people, they got to check themselves. But I'm down with the insects, you know what I mean? If I saw an ant down there, in fact, today I was sitting on the grass, you know, while I was working, but I was sitting on the grass and an ant, I was getting bit all over the show, because lying on the grass actually, but the ants were biting my legs and everything, and an ant was on my arm here, and it was, but I could see his pincers biting my arm, and I just let him do it, because he's my little mate. He's my little mate, and he was like, we're like now blood brothers, or he's had a little chomp on me. I think that's his way of saying, getting my attention and then waving at me. He was trying to bite me and then going, you know, I'm your little ant mate. What's his name? Paul, my little ant mate. That's a shit name for an ant. But anyway, but I just let him go. I didn't kill him. I didn't fucking, you know, it hurt actually, but I let him run off and live his little life. But I'm not up for killing anything really, you know. Unless something's fucking trying to kill you and you got no choice, then maybe that's the way it is. But now that I don't longer don't eat meat for all reasons, for not killing the animals and for the fact that it makes me feel better and it's healthier. But now I can get on my righteous high horse about fucking not killing animals. Especially if somebody was putting something in the paper earlier about live food for sale. Live food. And it was about 80 rats. They're selling 80 rats. And a woman who's a do-gooder bought them all and put them to a sanctuary. She bought them for 80p each. And they were like, so people were buying that as like you would buy a fucking chicken or a live... Well, you wouldn't buy a live chicken to eat, would you? You buy it dead. But people are buying a rat and killing it and putting it in the oven like you would a chicken. I mean, what the fuck? Unless they're fucking biting its head off and doing like a Ozzy Osbourne and just fucking chewing the rat's head off. Although his was a bat. Anyway, so yeah. I mean, can you think of anything more disgusting than that? Fucking, really. I mean, that's got to put you off fucking whoever. That's got to, maybe somebody go like, oh, what's for dinner? Oh, we're going to have rat and chips. Or, what's it called? Roast rat and potatoes. I don't think I want to be in that house any longer. Or maybe it's like, unless it's a vampire that's trying to like bring himself, you know, do better and not kill humans no more. So he's feasting on, you know, you know, I mean, rat is probably low down the scale of all the cute animals. I mean, but if he has to eat something or suck the blood of something, then let it be a rat or a worm. Although, you know, like I said, if vampires eat all the worms, then there's going to be none of us left. So doing us all by not killing humans and eating worms, he'll kill all humans anyway by killing all the worms. What the fuck am I going on about? I think I'll do that. I've gone strange in the sun. The sun's got to my head. Should have put some more sun cream on. Anyway, but it's been 34 degrees. So, yeah. I'll have to... Unfortunately, as well, you know, like, obviously, if you're on the beach, you can walk around in swimming trunks or whatever, like, but imagine them, like, skimpy swimming trunks. You can't do that in a big city. You can't just start strolling around in, like, a thong or whatever else. You have to be at the beach for that. So, that's tough. Or unless you like, you know, just brazen and just go, you know what, I'm just going to wear a tie. You're off to your office job and you just put a tie on and just a pair of like really skimpy swimming shorts or whatever. Oh, and a mask. You got to like stick by the rules. A mask, a tie and a skimpy pair of like thongs. See how your boss likes that. Unless you're working from home, maybe you just do that at your meeting on the Zoom. You sit there like that with the, you know, talking to everybody in the Zoom, and everybody's like got the bare minimum on. Why not? You know, if relaxed rules now, and you can't sit at home with the fucking shirt and tie on. That's just taking the mickey, making people do that. It's not a job I would like to stick at. I hated wearing a tie at work. I used to put it on in the lift on the way up to work, and I used to take it off in the lift coming out of work. Twisted trophy hunters are paying 24 grand to kill white lions with an all-you-can-drink booze package thrown into. What the fuck? So if anybody wants, anybody who's an animal activist who likes lions and tigers and you're rich, why don't you pay somebody $24,000 to kill trophy hunters that are trying to kill white lions? And that could be like an alternative to trophy hunters who, and then they get legally can kill the people who are trying to kill lions. It's got to be a better kill, isn't it? It's got to be a better buzz, because you're shooting an idiot. You're not shooting something that's fucking, you know, a beautiful fucking animal that is like instinctive animal that's got no, you know, real thoughts on humans or would leave you alone or whatever. Whereas the thinking and fucking the thinking stupidity of the human killing the animal, he's probably like the kind of person who goes home and beats his wife up or beats his kids and fucking, you know, racist and all sorts of things. He's probably all of those things rolled into one. So he deserves to have his head blown off by, legally, by the law of, I'm creating a new law, or if there's not one already, there's got to be one in Africa where you can kill poachers. So I think some lions actually killed some poachers. I don't know if he tripped over or whatever, but the lion's face was just total blood, covered in blood. And he's just been fucking chewing on this guy who was trying to kill him. So, you know, that's got to be that's a comedy to an animal activist. That's like watching Only Fools and Horses or something. That's watching, like, all you need is a bit of canned laughter as the lion eating him. It'd be really funny. Somebody's got to fucking speak up for him, isn't they? Somebody's got to save him. There aren't many left, I'll tell you what. And that's why the humans are fucking stupid. Because you'll just kill everything, and then all we'll have left is just humans. And then that's just fucking shit. You know what I mean? You'd have to... Then people would start killing each other, because you'd run out of things to kill. It's like destruction, isn't it? Destruction. The alien, I'll tell you what, the aliens ain't going to stand for it when they come down. The aliens are going to come, and they're going to, like... They're going to be of a higher intelligence than us. They're going to spot all the fucking... All the dark people, dark as in fucking dark thinking, bad people. They're going to spot it, they're going to tune into your brain, and they're just going to fucking turn you off like that, melt your fucking brain. Well, it's already melted. They're not going to melt your brain, they're going to melt your face so that you fucking, you've just got like a little skull on top of your head. And they'll leave you walking around alive like that first, hating your new face. And then they'll kill you. I tell you what, I'm losing it. What's it called? I told you NASA. I mean, I told you it's going to be space holidays. Now NASA are teamed up with Richard Branson and to offer punters holidays. So SpaceX have got to be doing it. It's going to be Richard Branson versus Elon Musk, isn't it? I tell you what, I'll have to wait until EasyJet start doing it, because I can't afford it. I won't be able to afford either of those. But when EasyJet start going up to space, or Ryanair Space, I'll jump on that one. I might just about be able to fucking rustle up a few quid to go on that one. But they're going to let you go up to visit the International Space Station. I'd say it'd be weird, wouldn't it? You got to have a drink all the way up, ain't you? You can see you're going to get pissed with how high you get, and you have a drink. You'll be fucking off your brains. In fact, they'll probably just take you up there to the point where they'll offer everybody complimentary champagne. And when you get up to the high altitude, they'll just like tell you that you'll pass out, and they'll just tell you that you've been on a 2-week holiday on the International Space Station. You'll think it in your head, and then they'll bring you back down, and you've only been up there half a day, and they'll bring you back down. You think you've been up there 2 weeks, and they'll just keep doing that every day. And I'll be making a fortune off dumbasses with loads of money. Probably fucking trophy hunter types. Anyway, speaking another animal, somebody's nicked a load of pigeon. Pigeon rustlers pigeon rustlers are being hunted after 38 racing birds were stolen. And they're big money, ain't they, racing birds or... punters, my fucking ears. What's it called? The racing pigeons. They can sell for thousands of pounds, can't they? So it's not like you know, it's not even that, like, that's quite a big money fucking steal, I bet. Unless he's, like, nicked a load of city ones, you know, like the ones who've just broke into the house through an open window, and it's just a load of, like, the ones that were normally outside anyway. They've nicked a load of them. But these ones are prized ones, so there must have been an inside job. Maybe there's, like, a... one of the pigeons is, like, a bit of a criminal, and he's, like, set his pigeon mates up. But no, Belgian racing birds, they're called. So if anybody sees any of those being sold down the black market or around the pub, pigeons, especially if they're fucking dead now, on the tray, you know, like the man who goes and sells the seafood and everything, he's got him, like, selling loads of, like, dead pigeons for sale, like the rats. But, or you're just going to, if anybody sees, like, pigeon shit, too much pigeon shit in your neighbour's back garden, and it never used to be that way, there might be something there. And there's, like, pigeons cooing in Belgian, in a Belgian language. Then we might be onto something. Everybody's got to keep their keep them peeled, keep the peepers open, and listen out for a cooing where there wasn't any cooing before. And I don't mean cooey from the lady across the road who's, like, giving you the nod that her husband's gone to work and going, cooey, cooey, coo, come on. And you hear the calling and then you're off. You know, with a hop, skip and a jump to get your oats, get your porridge oats or whatever over the road. But yeah, so that's a shame, because the guy who bred them, he's probably fucking be right pissed off. It's probably about 38 grand, I imagine, down the pan. Right, I'm going to leave it there. I think what's left on that page? Plastic, well, last one, plastic. Has entered the food chain of the most pristine place on earth, Antarctica. And you know what? It's found its way into the gut of an earwig-like springtail. I don't even know what that is. It sounds fucking ugly. But it's there's plastic even found its way into an earwig. Remember earwigs? Earwigs used to be... I remember used to find them. I used to eat... When you were eating an apple, and all of a sudden an earwig would fucking run up out the... out of the apple. And they were ugly looking things. I'll have to find out why they're called. I can't remember now. It's something to do with them going in your ear. That's fucking weird, because they're a horrible looking creature. If they grew up, went into your ear and fucking started chewing on your brain, I wouldn't let that, like I was letting the ant chew on my arm earlier. I don't think I'd let an earwig into my ear and start chewing on my brain. I'd have to draw the line there. He might be my little earwig mate, but I might have to fucking pull him in half. If he's halfway in my ear and I'm trying to, I'll have to rip his back end off. No earwig, no, my earwig little friend. You're going to have to do that to somebody else, not to me. I've only got half a brain left anyway. It's had a good time. It's had a good part. It's been partying for fucking 30 years. Anyway, that's the last one. Mick Fleetwood's birthday today. Mick Fleetwood, the drummer off Fleetwood Mac. He was always off his head. He looked like he was fucking... His eyes were always wide like saucers. Always reminded me of the big monster Muppets in the beginning of the Muppets, where the Muppets are all lined up in like rows of seats, and you had the big one with the big eyes. That reminded me of Mick Fleetwood. He used to sit at the back on the drums. But he always looked fucking off his nuts, and he probably was off his nuts, because he looked like he was having a fucking great time. He looked like he was on a 2-week holiday in space while the concert was going on. Anyway, so there you go. Happy birthday to him. I'm going to do another one tomorrow, so that's it for now. See you later for now. Bye.